Sitting here with the new Freebirds, Tristan Hayes, Buddy Roberts Jr. First time in Texas?
First time wrestling in Texas. Well, for me it is, not for Bun.
No, this is the second time I've performed in Texas. Lived here many, many years ago, but it's great to be back for sure.
Now, obviously, you got the connection to Buddy Roberts. It's obviously, you got your junior. Michael PSAs?
No, there's no blood connection. It's actually something I've got to explain quite often. I don't explain it unless somebody asks, though. So what I can tell you is we kind of started off as a joke. Like, oh, hey, my last name's Hayes. You're Buddy Roberts. We might as well be the new Freebirds. And after a while, a joke, it kind of started sounding good to us. But we couldn't just go and do it despite the fact that it was his birthright, because I had no right to it. So we kind of sought out the approval of his old man before he passed away, and the entire Gordy family, and they were all very gracious and on board with it. Have been wonderful ever since. So it's, I wouldn't say I was chosen, but I was welcomed into the Freebird family.
You know, I listen to Steve Austin always talk about the Freebirds on his podcast, and he talks about how Buddy Roberts would always be the guy that would go in and get the hell kicked out of him every single match. Please tell me that's not you.
No, actually, I don't get my ass kicked the whole match. Typically, it's my lovely tag partner, Tristan Hayes, unfortunately. I don't know how that works out that way. It just seems that he takes a lot of the...
That's why I'm the human heat machine, because I'm always the one taking the heat. Well, I mean, there's other reasons I'm the human heat machine, but I'm just going to go with that one right now.
Now, obviously, the big thing here is we had the Von Erichs here back in August. Huge draw. Obviously, the Freebirds and the Von Erichs run hand-in-hand with each other. What are y'all's plans with that?
We've got plans, and we kind of went out to a little sacred spot out here in Texas called the Sportatorium last night to make a little special video, kind of I mean, there isn't much I can say right now, but I mean, it's going to be out there very soon. Everybody in Texas, everybody all across the country is going to be able to witness it and watch it. And you're going to get our thoughts on the Freebirds and the Von Erichs, the next generation.
Obviously, those guys had, bloodbaths, feuds. I mean, major spectacles here in Texas. Obviously, it's a different time frame now. You know, there's not the Sportatorium here anymore. You know, you guys aren't a weekly deal here in Texas. What would it take to get a Von Erich Freebird feud to take that to the next level?
Well, I can tell you one thing. There's two things I've always dreamed about in life, and this is ever since I was a little kid when I was in school. Teacher, I give you this paper, say, hey, what do you want to be? One thing is, I've always wanted to be a professional wrestler. For the last 6 years, that's what I've been. And I've had another dream. My other dream was to get in the ring and mix it up with a Von Erich. And I think that I have the opportunity. And I think that I think people would like to see it.
I think it's something Texas has kind of been wanting and waiting for a long time, whether people talked about it or not, but they're talking about it now, and it's clear that they want it, so if we can give it to them, we're gonna.
Now tonight you guys got a chance to go up against the tag team champions here in Texoma, that being Moonshine Mantel and McKenzie. Your thoughts?
They're the NWA Tag Team Champions in Texoma. There's a reason there's the champs, because they're the best guys around here. So we don't walk in here taking them lightly. We take them very seriously. We know we've got a fight on our hands, but that's what we've been doing for years together now. Fight. We don't do it pretty. And just like his old man used to always say, we will win if we can, we'll lose if we must, and we will cheat, always.
And the way I look at it is, the only reason why me and Tristan, we were at these shows is because one goal, and that's always to be the tag team champions, because that means you're the best. And that's all we want to be, is the best. So for us to be able to come in here tonight and, you know, get the opportunity to face, you know, two of the best guys, tag team, you know, competitors in Texas, it's a great honor. And I think that we're going to prove a lot tonight.
Final question. When did Bad Street USA move from Atlanta to Illinois?
You know, Bad Street USA, it's not necessarily just in Atlanta. You know, you're either a free bird or you're not. You know, my dad moved to Chicago in 1985, so that Bad Street moved to Chicago. There's still the Bad Street USA in Atlanta, Georgia. There's still a little Bad Street here in Texas. You know, it's not just one specific home, you know. We can't all live under one house.
You ever hear the old saying, wherever you lay your head is home? Mm-hmm. Wherever we lay our heads, that's where Bad Street is that night.